Welcome into Priced Out, the podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Morgan, and right alongside Cornelius Swart. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. There's a lot going on, and that's why we're doing this special abbreviated show.
Yeah, it's abbreviated show in that we're just going to do some updates about where Priced Out the documentary is as a project, and just going to take a little bit of a break. We're doing a short show that we could, so we can prepare for another show that we've been working on for months and months and months now.
Yes.
Which is the Long Beach audio documentary. There's a lot to report down there, and that's going to be exciting, but we need a little bit more time to put it together.
Yes, yes, definitely do. We want to do it right. Yeah.
So what's going on with Priced Out is a number of things. The first thing is that we are going to have a broadcast premiere on July 2nd at 9 o'clock on Oregon Public Broadcasting here
Yes.
in Portland, Oregon. Yeah, it's very exciting. We've been working towards this for, oh gosh, almost a year. We've been talking to OPB, which is a great public broadcasting station in the system of public broadcasters. And we finally got a showtime. And we had to cut about 4 minutes out of the film.
Mm.
And so it's a slightly abbreviated version. But we also added to the film just a little card at the end that says, in 2019, Oregon became the first state in the country to pass statewide rent control, and it effectively ended no-cause eviction, which is one of the driving factors in the displacement that was happening around the city during our housing crisis, which was roughly between 2013 and 2016-17. So that card that we added, which is something that has happened since the film was completed, helps to put like an exclamation point, a period, a little bit of closure on the end of the film, which was great. So we've actually added that card to the version that you can find on Canopy, that's streaming on Canopy. That card has been added to the version that you can see on Vimeo. A lot of people don't know that you can actually watch it, stream it right now on Vimeo, pay-per-view. Vimeo. And then another development is that we're also going to be on iTunes and Amazon in the coming months. We should be through all the hurdles by the fall, and we might be on Netflix and Hulu depending on whether they accept us or not. We've sort of submitted to them, to their not only quality control, which is a technical issue, but also they have to just think the content is worthy. They're not going to pay us to be on those channels.
Yeah.
We actually have to pay them to be on those channels.
You know.
And there you go. Welcome to show business.
Did you add a card at the end that says, for more information, check out Priced Out the Podcast?
I really should, yeah.
I shouldn't have said that now then, huh? That's one of those suggestions a month ago.
So someone sent me a note just the other day that there is a animated web series called Priced Out.
Yeah.
About San Francisco's gentrification.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Have you yeah. stumbled upon that?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I frequently check out everything that comes along with the name Priced Out on mm-hmm. it just to mm-hmm. see where the brand is, and you know, just to listen and pay attention to what everyone else is doing. And I think it's a good name. I think it's good to say it started here though.
Has it eclipsed us in SEO?
I don't know.
We'll blow them out of the water once we get on Amazon. We'll definitely be above them. But they've just started pushing that out. And I talked with those producers maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
They found us and they were like, oh, hey, sorry that we didn't know you were out there. And I was like, But they're very well produced. They're a bunch of journalists and they look like they're quite well funded. And it looks like they're doing a really good job on that.
Yeah.
And there's actually a link to that program on the homepage of our website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I said I would do that for them, and I have yet to find a link on their website to ours, even though we talked about that. So, but best of luck to them. So those are some of the things that were going on here. We have three shows coming up in June. One is at the Gregory Heights Public Library in Portland, Oregon, and that's on June 22nd. That information is on our website under events. But two other shows that I'm more, I love the library shows, I love doing community shows, but these shows I'm really excited about, which is on June 7th, we will be showing both Priced Out and Northeast Passage The Inner City and the American Dream, which is the prequel to Priced Out.
Right.
It's about gentrification in the late 1990s here in Northeast
and
Portland.
You can get that on YouTube.
You can get it on YouTube.
Yes.
And it's also been remastered and available on our DVD. And so we're going to show both of those films at the Columbia River Correctional Institution. And that is a jail here in the Portland metro area. And so this is being sponsored by the Liberation Literacy class that they have in the jail. And I'm really excited about that show. I'm really excited to talk to this community of folks that, I don't know, just for some reason, it seems like an important place to be.
And you and I have discussed this before, but that I think it's important for them to see this, especially for individuals who may have been in pre-gentrification. Like, if you watch Northeast Passage and you went in during the time that that was shot, you're looking at it like, oh, that's home. But then to see that contrast, you know, it will help with root shock. It will help individuals be able to say, okay, I need to be prepared now. And hopefully individual, you know, the conversation, it will spark conversations for individuals to go and seek help to be prepared to get out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting out and you know ahead of time, this is what you're getting out to, it'll help you prepare. And hopefully it won't scare people. You know, too much, and they'll want to come out and see, you know, and experience some of the good sides of, you know, some of the things that are happening in society now, although that their community may be gone.
And that's something that Michelle Lewis talks about, who's in the film, and we did a show on Root Shock with her, a podcast, and she works with prison populations, and that question she gets all the time is people come out of the joint, and they're like, and I usually use the term joint because I'm like...
He 86 somebody and went to the joint.
Yeah, exactly. I think I learned that from Starsky and Hutch. I think, was his name Sugar Bear?
Yeah.
So people get out of prison and they're they get root shock. They're like, where did my community go?
Yeah.
You know, not only do I have to reintegrate in society, but I've, you know, my community's just disappeared. And that's going to be very true of the folks who are going to be in the next community screening, which on June 11th will be at the Oregon State Penitentiary, showing the film with sponsored by Uhura Sasa's Cultural Club. And so that's very exciting. That's going to be a great show because there's going to be guys in there that have been there for quite some time.
So, yeah, it's more appropriate for that than what I was just speaking about. Yeah, okay.
Totally.
Yeah. Man, that's beautiful. I love that. I think that the people, there's core, like when it comes down to like my moral compass, I believe that that's a group of individuals you have to take care of.
Yeah.
You can't forget about the people who are in prison, regardless of what they may have done. I believe that you still have to say, okay, you know, like here's still a piece of your humanity. You're still a whole human. You're still a full man, full woman. And, you know, and it's a good thought-provoking documentary. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad we're going to be able to share it there.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I think we both agree that's kind of our own personal calling.
Yeah.
is to help those in prison. So those are some upcoming shows. And
That's good, man. That's good. We got a lot going on with that. And on a personal level, my son's graduating. So
yes,
I'll be able to take off. We're going to take off next week and just really just have the full family unit intact and, you know, just crawl around the Pacific Northwest. Just figure out what it means to hang out in Seattle, because that's where our son is going to be living. And maybe you always have to take people from the Midwest and from the South to the beach, but you cannot tell them what the ocean feels like.
Just let them jump in. Just give them like a surfboard and just be like, yeah, man, it's awesome. Go in there.
No one told me.
Oh, they didn't, huh?
And so like I go in, I'm like, okay, I can't feel my feet, but it's okay. Other people are in here and I'm looking and I never noticed those other people had on wetsuits.
They're just little specks out in the ocean. You can't tell.
So yeah, for me, I can't wait to do that.
I remember going, you know, back to New Jersey the first time and going to the shore. You know, there's a lot of beach in New Jersey. There's just miles and miles and miles of these giant beaches that are, you know, like half a mile wide of very soft sand. And jumping in the water and expecting, having been in Oregon for so long, that I was just going to have a heart attack. And then just it's like bathtub water. It's just so warm. And I'd forgotten how much I enjoyed swimming in the ocean that you could do it.
I you know, it's so funny. When I think of New Jersey, you know, water, I think of bathtub water.
But dirty bathtub, like with syringes floating in it and stuff like that.
Bodies.
That was very 1980s. It was really bad in the 80s. But I swam like a dolphin one year in New Jersey. I mean, he was a Jersey dolphin. He was like, he was armed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had to keep my distance.
Yeah.
We do have a second OPB showing, which is on July 4th at 2 a.m., a repeat show, just for the night owls, just for, you know, people who are getting out of the bars and want to just kind of understand the history of housing discrimination. They've provided that show.
Well, that's a good one. I mean, 2 a.m., July 4th.
Yeah.
It's a good chance you could be up getting ready for the day's, you know, festivities. And
yeah, you're just, really excited about celebrating America.
You love America. You love gentrification.
You may be like a speed freak or a meth addict. He's just been up all night for days and days.
Let's not alienate.
We don't want to alienate the meth guys.
Yeah, but I think I will, that you can DVR it. That's good information.
Steal a DVR and then DVR.
Do people still use
TiVo?
Like, you could
Is he a football player?
No, that's Tebow.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, TiVo was the.
That's how out of it that is.
So,
we're also trying to do some shows out in East Portland. We're working with some folks out there, and maybe one on Alberta Street in this summer. You know, Alberta Street is hugely gentrified. It was the heart of the Black community when I moved here in the 90s, and there's a lot of festivities and partying that goes on up there in the summer, and there's a group of us who would really like to kind of sponsor a show to sort of, I don't know, harsh that mellow, throw a little wet blanket on that and just be like, hey, you know, I'm going to take you to school for just a second while you're out here, like, you know, blind, drunk, staggering down the street.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get one of those together as well. And then we could talk about Endgame. Did we talk about Endgame? We didn't talk about Endgame last time.
Yeah, we did. But we can talk about it again.
Okay. No, move on.
X-Men. It would be the new X-Men movie that comes out tomorrow or the day after tomorrow.
I don't think I'm going to see it, dude.
You don't?
No, it's too much. The only X-Men movie I liked was First Class.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like that had a different director than all the other ones.
Yeah.
Didn't have Singer.
Yeah.
Singer who's always doing them. Yeah. So. And maybe a different writer as well.
Yeah. Well, it was totally different. It felt different. It was good. It was a good story.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of good things coming. After Long Beach, we're going to be revisiting our Getting to Know You series a little bit. And we still are working on stories for other cities. A lot going on in Tulsa that I'm working on right now. So we've got a lot going. And we thank you guys for listening and just sharing the podcast and talking about the podcast.
Yeah, we do the show for you guys, for those folks who are tuning in, pressing play, downloading week after week, and you'll hear from us again. Thank you.
Thank you.